Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's podcast is one of my favorite kind of shows, Sex Toy Review Day. I've got my team here and we talk about the toys we like, ways to use them, sex toy hacks for maximum pleasure, best ways to introduce toys to a partner, and just how different every woman is when it comes to her orgasms. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com and check out our website, because we post every day. We're posting blogs and videos and things that will help you have better sex and relationships. You can easily subscribe to the podcast because we release two podcasts a week. We love when you do that. We love when you subscribe, and it's awesome when you also review us on iTunes, especially the good ones. We love those the most. Follow us on social media. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and actually today, for example, we're doing a Instagram Live because this show is going to be awesome. I can't wait to get to it. Yeah, you might just want to follow along and see what's happening. I think you would want to follow along actually to see what's happening in the office all the time. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. So, hi. Okay, I have some lovely guests here today. Very excited for it. My team is joining me. This is the show that we like to do a few times a year. I don't know if we even did it a few times this year, but I missed it terribly. And it's our sex toy review show. Now, I have got an awesome team here at Sex with Emily, and you know, we do everything, all the stuff that you see on the website and the show. I mean, I could never do this alone ever. And I love that they help me with so many things. And in particular, which is going to be most relevant to you in this moment, is they get to try all the sex toys out. We get, like I've said, 10, 20 pounds of toys delivered to the office every week. And so, you know, sometimes they gotta take them home and they gotta try them out. And I wanna hear what they think of it. Cause like I say, vaginas are like snowflakes, right? So every single one is different. You put 100 women in a room and they're all gonna masturbate differently, touch themselves differently. So that would make sense that 4 women, we all sitting here, we try different toys. We're all gonna have little different experiences. So we pick out some of our favorites and we're going to go through them. Okay, let me introduce everybody here. So, Jamie.
Hello.
You've been on the show before.
I have.
So I'm starting with Jamie. Jamie's been here the longest too. Not that there's any hierarchy. People please. We are all equal. So I think it'd be a good time. So Jamie's been on the show recently, a bunch.
Yeah.
I love Jamie.
I love Jamie's being on the show. It's super fun. I'm glad that I get that opportunity every once in a while. And
I do like, I randomly now get shout outs in the emails, and I do like that. It gives me a little
confidence. Yeah.
Little
if
boost.
You guys are loving Jamie, yeah. And you're going to, yes, love up on Jamie because she's the best and lovable. So Jamie's been on here, the show, and I want to introduce, and Shannon's been on.
A few times.
A few times. Yeah. Okay. Jenny's the newest, the latest, the first time. This
Hello.
Is your first.
This is my first.
We're breaking your sex with Emily Cherry,
right.
And we're all here to support you. Okay, so I think that a great way to get to know you, first of all, is to ask you the 5 questions real quick. Okay?
I'm going to exclude myself.
Because Jamie's already answered. But you got to go quickly. And then we got to tell who you are. Okay. So, okay, I'm going to, Shannon. Yeah. Okay, Jenny, we'll go back. Okay. Shannon, yeah. Biggest turn on?
Confidence and domination.
Okay. Biggest turn off, Jenny?
Teasing. Anticipation. Teasing.
Okay, yeah. Right. So good. Biggest turn off, Jenny?
Not taking responsibility for your feelings.
Biggest turn off, Shannon?
Dishonesty and cockiness.
Yeah.
Okay. Craziest place you've gotten busy, Shannon? I'm sorry.
I don't know how long
she's going to... You know? She's just a lot of crazy places. Shannon's got a whole backstory. We're going to tell you, direct you to her blogs.
we'll get
for
to
more information.
I guess the most recently, it was a really funny, I was in a RV, well, actually outside the RV. It was outside the RV on like the little like step of the front door, and I started waving to the people passing by.
Oh, God. As you upset, right? Oh, yeah. Wow. And they stopped to say hello?
They stopped and waved and gave a little
like
smile.
Like an RV, like on your lawn, or were you?
Well, it was at Burning Man, so that crazy.
Got it.
I guess, but right. It was between RVs, and yeah, they could see.
Okay.
What was happening.
Cool. Got it. Fun. Okay. Jenny.
Bouncy castle outside
of the that's fantastic.
Oh, bouncy castle. I totally want that. Is on a bucket list.
It was great.
I need some more things ceiling. For. Ooh, mm-hmm. I love it.
Under the stars.
Aww. That's so nice.
Yes, until all the frat boys came out.
Did you play crack the egg after?
We should have. Next week.
Popcorn.
Okay, what's the one thing you wish you could tell your current or and all future partners about your body's needs? Like, what's the one thing they're like, I need to know this about my body, Jenny?
Anticipation. I mean, use feathers or any just I like the teasing. Yeah. Like,
so good.
I like being taken control of. If you can dominate me, if you can take the power and take control of me, you got me.
You got you. That's your thing. That's it. That's easy. Not easy, but it's good that you know that.
That's definitely
not easy to control you. Okay, guys, thank you. And so let me just give a recap here of everyone is just to set up the show here. Jamie's you're still only 24? Jesus. You've been here for like 6 years, it feels. Jamie's 24. She's single and straight. She's been here 2 years. Shannon.
Hello.
26.
Yep.
In an open relationship.
Yep.
She's kinky.
You know, maybe just a little bit.
Been here 5 months. Jenny, age 29. Single but dating. Yeah. Getting into kink. You guys could help each other along the kinky path.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And she's been here for about a month or so. Yes. And I'm so grateful for you all. This is really fun. I'm excited. We've been very excited all week long for this show. So I want to ask some questions so we can warm up this little foreplay before we get into the toys, right? We
don't want to
like rush right into it. So how long do you guys, anyone can speak up, like how long do you typically like sex to last? Like from beginning to end, foreplay, the whole thing.
So foreplay's included in this.
Yeah, foreplay's included.
That's I'm going to go for hours.
Hours every time.
No.
But
not
typically,
every time.
Like the ideal time, Shannon.
I would say typically the ideal time. Like if you can go like 30 to 45 minutes from foreplay to completely dead on the bed almost, right. Then I'm pretty happy.
You're good? Okay, yeah. That's about ideal, Jenny.
The foreplay, I like it to be more mental, so I feel like that could be days. And then the
what do you mean? What is you with anticipation? You take it next level.
Yes,
so
next
when you're
level.
Talking about tease and anticipation, you're talking days. You're talking days. Mind. What are they doing? Are they like?
It
are they sending you like crossword puzzles to figure out which
amazing.
Erogenous zone they're trying to tackle? Find and okay.
I would love that.
I have to completely agree with you on that. Like if I can have like a text conversation going on and you are turning me on and we're like going back and forth and. I'm like, I need to, like, I can't wait to meet you. I need to meet you. Yeah. Like, if you can keep me interested for, like, texts.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. You guys, do you have any recent sexts that you might want to read? Take a minute.
I so many.
Shannon's like, let me pull
oh
out.
Oh, my God, I'm serious. No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you, not just for salaciousness, because that's not that at all. I think that I hear people, I believe that sexting is the new everything, talking on the phone, meeting for the first dinner. Like, a lot of times people are just sexting or texting, and you need to be good at it. And I find, like... I finally realized this. I mean, I've known this intellectually, but I'm like, we'll meet and I'll be funny and charming then. But I'm in a rush. I don't have time to sit and be crafty and, you know. And then like, my texts are so boring with some people. I'm like, I can't believe they wanted to go out with me. So I know now, if I take a second, I'm like, okay, yeah, that'd be hot. And but I feel like people just don't get it.
Yeah. No,
so I think it could be helpful if you'd be willing to donate for a good cause your actual texts.
Yeah,
epic.
Yeah, definitely. I might have to get permission first, but definitely like the main tip is like curiosity is the best, most engaging way to like for it to come off naturally. Like I don't want pictures of your genitals. If
no.
Just like immediately. I also would like when a guy starts asking questions like he's interested, it can be about pretty much anything. Like where do you like to be touched or what textures do you like? Like if they catch me off guard with the question and I have to think about it, I'm thinking about him inadvertently. It's like a very curious way to get me being like, oh, this guy is
interesting. So really just like questions. Like what are you into sexually? They're not like, I want to grab your ass. And
no, because then you're really getting engaged. And then you're like, I don't know, what do you like in that when you answer it? And they tell you. And if you didn't consider it, you're already imagining kind of him doing it. So it's like a really like tricky kind of way of getting you more open to having more direct foreplay sexting, if you will.
Right.
Especially if the conversation isn't immediate. Like, I think if it's going to be really arousing, like, sexting, it's going to, like, do you have an hour to spend? But if it's a couple of days, it's just questions. It's like, you're elongating it for as long as you guys want before you meet. And so you kind of get that anticipation on the side.
I would have to say, like, I'm similar but different. I will agree, first off, if I haven't seen your penis in person, don't send it to me.
Please don't.
In a text. I want to see it first in person. Right. I'm going to put that out there.
You want to shake in hands with the penis.
Yeah.
I get you.
But my sexing is full, like, and I've had friends that have been like, can you please, like, text him back? Because they're like, I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm very good.
That's
at,
a
like,
service.
Oh, I'm very good at sexting. And I have so much fun with it. But I'm a little different. Like, I'm not the question thing. I'm like, I want you to tell me, like,
what you want to do to me.
I want you to tell me that you want to pick me up, throw me on the bed, that you want to ravish me, that you want to feel every single part of my body, that you want to kiss me, that you want to, like, do all
you
this.
You tell him that in the text.
I tell him. He tells me. Like, we go back and forth.
Right.
My boyfriend and I, so we've been together in an open relationship for almost 2 years now. We still go full-blown sexting. That's like, he'll be gone. Because he does, like, he travels and whatnot. While he's gone, we'll have full-blown, like, sexting conversations. Doesn't matter that we've been together for 2 years. We'll still make up stuff.
See, this is great.
Get really flirty. And I think you really, really need that. Even if you're two at work.
Exactly.
And you're going to see each other at the end of the day. You still need...
Like, keep it top of mind. No, it's true.
And every now and then.
Right.
I
love this.
It can really keep that relationship really spicy and really intriguing. And you're just like, oh.
It's a great message for a lot of couples who've been together for a while and they're like, I have no time. Like, you can just think of a sexy thought in the middle of the day because planting that seed, it's there. I know we've given this tip a lot, but that's a really great example of like, oh, now it's top of mind. When people are saying, I get home, my partner wasn't ready. They weren't thinking about sex because men and women get aroused and turn on very differently. If you're throughout the week, the day, the last few hours planting these little sexy seeds, you're going to be ready to go.
Great.
At least closer to go.
Yeah, and if anyone needs to know, if someone like does say something to you and you're like, I don't know what to say back, literally all you can say, you can just be like, oh my God, I need you now. I want you now. I'm just so turned on now. That's it. And just the fact of like getting that response.
How about that's hot? That's hot when I'm distracted and all together. I'm like, that's hot, baby.
You're like,
tell me more.
That's hot. Tell me more. Like, oh, my, I cannot wait to see you. That's simple, and that's still kind of playing on to it.
Yeah, okay. You might have to pull something. I think that'd be fun. Jane?
I mean, I don't do it too often because I've just been single.
You don't do what? Oh, sex too often?
Oh, okay, yeah.
How long does sex last?
I would like... Sorry, I got like sidetracked. I'm like,
sex
now
with
we're
yourself.
On to sexting.
Right.
Well, I probably like 45 minutes to an hour would be like ideal. Obviously, that's not every single time. There are times when I'm like, all right, like 15 minutes, let's just get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
True.
But as far as like sexting goes, like I've only had a few, because I'm not much of a texter anyway. So it's like hard for me to also sext because I'm like, well, I don't know. I just like, I'm like, I'll read it and I'll just like put the phone down. I'll be like, I'll answer them in like 20 minutes. It's like, this is not really lucrative to what's happening right now.
I get it. Okay. So I think we should start the Instagram live because I think that'd be fun. Dun, da-da. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. This is the Sex with Emily team show. And we are doing a podcast right now about all of our favorite toys. And we're going to get into them, specific details about what...
you guys, we talk about them a lot, and I want you to actually see them. And we have little hacks, sex toy hacks, about things that we've all liked differently about different toys. And ask us questions here, because I've got my trusty team here. I've got Jamie, I've got Jenny, I've got Shannon. We are here to answer your questions. So thank you for joining us on this very special show. Handing off the phone here. Okay, so let me just talk a little bit to everyone about the preparation we did for this show, because we, like I said, we get a lot of toys in, and it was funny because we were talking about the toys, you know, we were going to talk about today and the products. And so, you know, we get samples, so not everyone, I think everyone gets to try every single toy, but there was some that I was like, oh, you guys should try that. So we were all like, oh my God, gotta get home early. Like, we had to, like, last night we had to, like, cram masturbation in. Now, and some of these, I've tried all of these, but maybe it's been a few months, because the ones we picked, I had to go home. I was like, damn, I'm like, I'm the biggest procrastinator. So I was totally procrastinating last night. I was like, oh my God, I gotta try this toy, but then I gotta pack for this thing and that thing. But I had them all plugged in around my house. So it's pretty funny. And then thank you, Jenny, for your funny. She sent me this picture that looked like my floor. She's like, best boss ever. Like, gotta go home and masturbate. Did you guys all, you feel, and don't you feel good releasing all those orgasms?
Of course.
Right. I love this because we didn't actually talk about how we felt about any of the toys yet. So this is like a reveal for everybody, right? Like, I don't know how these felt in your vagina at all, the bloom. So this is fun. Also, yeah, hi, Instagram Live. If, again, you can send us questions. So we, what else? If I want to ask you one more question. What's your favorite place, time to masturbate? Just, we're just warming up here before we get to toys.
Bathtub.
Yeah.
Using
the bathtub. They're all, I love that all these toys that we work with are pretty much waterproof.
Yes, that is a new addition for me.
It is.
That's great.
I'm a morning and night, so I love it to get me to go to sleep. Knocks me, helps me knock out and dream wonderfully. And then I think it's fun to do, get a little quickie in the morning time to get a little,
it's good,
perk up.
Make sure.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
I completely agree. Like, right before, it helps me go to bed. It's like my Ambien. And right before, you know, like, especially depending on, like, what kind of day you're having in the morning. Like, you wake up, you're like, you know, I could use a little bit more glow on my skin. Just, like, knock out an orgasm real quick.
And you look up. And your skin glow.
You start the day, you're happy, your cheeks really are flush.
So true.
It wakes you up.
Orgasms are so good. For women, I mean, and for men, obviously, but for women who forget sometimes, or we don't think that it matters to masturbate, or I'm already having sex with my partner, I'm telling you, it's like, it sets you up for, like, you get the serotonin rush, and you just have those feel-good chemicals running through your hormones, running through your body all day. And even though I tout the importance of orgasm, I've even found myself going a little bit longer than I'd like to, and then I'll masturbate. I'm like, ah,
yeah,
oh my God,
so great.
Best day ever. If I'm just being a bitch, it's like, duh, gotta masturbate. So
we're good.
So we are really happy today, because really, we had to go crazy last night. Okay, should we, let's start with some toys. I think we should do it. Let's just start. Okay, so we talk about a lot of toys on the show, as you know, and this is, toys are getting way, way more more advanced. You know, I've been doing this for 12 years now, and it's just mind-blowing how amazing the toys are now with all the sex tech, and a lot of these toys actually have apps where you can connect with your partner. You can just control them from the app, because sometimes it's harder to find the buttons, and so it's an exciting time, right?
It is.
And so these toys are innovative and fun, and I thought we'd get some women here who know their stuff to talk about it. So I wonder if we should start with, should we start with the Crescendo?
Yes.
Do you guys all try the Crescendo by Mystery Vibe? Okay. Yes. So the Crescendo by Mystery Vibe, it's a brand new vibe, and I'm so excited about it because, first of all, the box is like sleek and sexy. That says, I'm a fancy chick.
Fantastic packaging. Yes.
I love their packaging, and look, it comes with, you know what I love about it? It comes with that package on the inside, the roll case.
It's like a little sleeping bag for the vibrator. Like,
and it keeps the charger in there. So how many times you buy toys and you're like, which charger goes to this? Like, I even got super anal once. Not with my toys, but with the charger. And I thought, I'm going to do a label, and I'm going to label each charger with my label maker. I'm like, so I know where which charger goes to which thing. Amazing. So that's the Crescendo by Mystery Vibe. It's the world's first body-adapting vibrator. And the reason why it's cool is because it's like an award-winning vibrator already, because you can bend it into any shape. It's completely adjustable and bendy and really discreet. So it comes like... like, look at it. Like, you can bend it. Literally, you can be like, okay, so it's like G-spot. And it's for men and for women. I want to say that, too. It's like, you could use it with your partner. You really, it's kind of like, if you only need one toy, you're like, oh, well, you're going traveling or whatever. You're like, this could be for, like, internal. Or once you have an internal orgasm and G-spot, you can be like, oh, my clitoris. Or you can wrap this around the penis, the shaft. It's like, literally... Ooh, it just turned on. And it's strong. Okay, here's the other thing that's really cool. It has 6 independent motors all along here and 12 preset on the device, right? The vibration pattern, 16 power settings. I mean, it is a powerful machine. And I'd like you guys to talk about, and it's waterproof and rechargeable and body safe material. But I want to hear about your guys' experience with this because we all just like tried it. Who wants to start? I kind of play with it. Yeah.
I know. You just like keep playing with it.
It's a little like, yeah, you definitely want to like read the instructions before you use this toy, I would say, because, okay, imagine for all my 90s babies out there, a snap bracelet.
Oh,
that's exactly what it reminds me of, but it's not, it doesn't snap right away. So like, it may feel like when you're bending it that you're like, oh crap, I'm going to break it, but you're not. Like, it's actually like, you have to like go against what you think, but also don't like overdo it when you're bending it in certain ways. But I really liked the design of it. Actually, I didn't think I was going to like it, to be honest, because I was like, how am I going to use it? But I inserted it and then I used it as like a clitoral.
So this goes, this is inserted.
This goes inside. Do not put this side inside of you. It has, first of all, it has the buttons. It's the charging part there. Like just don't do it. But the other side, the smaller side, you can tilt it, because you can tilt it up enough. Yes. That's what I liked, is that you can position it so it's up and it's hitting your G-spot. And then this, the little, like, what do you want to call these? Like, lips?
Those are supposed to sort of flutter.
I don't know. Yeah. But this part goes around your clitoris and, like, it really works. Like, it felt really good. Like, I liked it a lot. This was like,
because it can kind of nuzzle your clitoris, too. You can kind of hold it tight. Mm-hmm. Like, hello,
no, but I mean, I enjoyed it. It was a little, like, I had to find the right placement. Yeah. That's what took the longest, was to find a placement. But once I found it,
no, I completely agree, because it took me a while to, like, figure out which way works best for me. And actually, when I clipped it like that to get the clitoral and the insertion, it didn't really work for me.
Okay.
So I actually then opened it up and I just did insert it, and I just kind of took the bottom and did a little, like,
flip
up. And then I can't remember, I just played around with it and I got just like the tip to like
vibrate. On your clip. So that was inside.
Okay. So I got this part to really go pretty intense with the vibration, and that kind of like got the G-spot.
It's a strong motor.
Yes.
There's so many motors.
So I got the little tail to get the G-spot.
Got it.
And that
then
worked.
What did you do with that part while that was inside? Was that rest?
I mean, I was just like holding it and kind of like playing with it and moving, seeing what felt good, what everything. So that's how I used it.
Okay. We didn't all use the same one.
I'm like a little kid at a toy store, though. Like, I had FOMO for the entire time because there's so many options. So I kind of went through every possible option and all different kind of shapes. So I don't know which would be my favorite.
What did you find about it that surprised you, or how did you use it?
The different, how would you put it? Like, combination patterns of the vibrations.
Yeah,
like
there's 16 of them.
And they'll surprise you. Even when, like, I couldn't tell when I had gone through all of them already.
Okay.
Like, none of them felt similar enough to even recognize the ones I'd already tried. So that was really fun. And I love these. These were amazing.
Those were really fun. Yes. They're like kissing you. They're like little kisses to your clitoris. We have a question. We have a question from the Instagram land. Hi, thank you for the question. Is this toy safe for people with latex allergies? Absolutely. It's body safe silicone materials. It's the best materials you can get, and it is safe for people latex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who have latex allergies. Absolutely. Here's the other thing I love about this toy is that a lot of people will say, like, what's a great toy to start with? Like, if, like, say my partner and I, we've never used toys. Let's say like a heterosexual couple. And I think to myself, I'm always like, well, you can get a penis ring, you know, like I'll tell them about like the Pivot or something that from WeBuy, but which is great. But I like that this also can kind of be used for men and for women any way you think about it. It can wrap around his penis. It can wrap around his balls. It can go internal, external, external stimulation.
It can be like an exploration tool as well.
It can explore. Yeah, it can vibrate the shaft.
You can find your G-spot.
I was just thinking that. I was like, I want to like play this with my boyfriend, like put this underneath the shaft and then like same thing, with the little tip up and get it his little head. See if like that does anything
perineum
for him.
It's endless. Endless opportunity.
So many options.
Yeah. And also every single setting that you turn on can go stronger or less intense, which I haven't had a toy that does that before.
That's the thing. Okay, so that's what's really sticks out about it is that it has all the motors. It has 6 motors. You can control each of them different, separately.
Separately.
And then there's all these vibration patterns, which I didn't hate. Like, usually I'm like, I know I want one or two patterns. Yeah. I know the ones I like, or like, but this was like, oh, I'm actually down with these. And they're kind of exciting as you're scrolling through them. Like, and it wasn't confusing. And it was really cool. Like, hi. That's a great question. So is it weird to surprise your partner with a sex toy, or should it be discussed first? I think it depends how long you guys have been together, how well you know your partner. If it's something that you think would be cool because you're like, oh, my partner really needs to open up more, so I'm going to bring home a sex toy. No, that's not a great idea. But if it's like you've been talking about it for a while, maybe like that'd be really exciting. I think it would be cool to surprise them with a toy. So it really depends on the relationship.
Yeah, I'd say maybe like, probably better second toy. Like, if you've already brought sex toys into the conversation and it's already happened and you were like, oh, I want to get a new one. Yeah. Like, that's a good surprise. But yeah, I agree with Emily. Like, if it's not been talked about, or if you're trying to like spice up your sex life, but you haven't told your partner yet, like, they're going to be kind of probably mad about it.
Maybe not out of the blue.
Yeah,
out of the blue. Like, when she's like, oh, it's a blue box. Is it from Tiffany? And they're like, no, it's
Tiffany mint green.
I think it's best to discuss these things. You never know your partner's background, their history, what happened.
Allergies.
So, thanks for that question. If you guys ask questions, because we're going to be here doing stuff. I just think it's cool because, again, you guys, you know, we only talk about shows and work with brands and sponsors that have toys we actually like and we try, because how could we tell them to you? So I got this in the mail a few months ago because they're brand new, the Crescendo by Mystery Vibe. And I was like, I gotta go home and get busy with it and try it. And I actually just think it's so unique. I haven't seen anything else like this. Like, you could just literally like, for days be like, oh, like an armband. Like, let's see what's there. You know? Yeah.
Ooh, there you go. Got the vibration going.
On your head. That might be good. Like,
oh, here's my other tip. Just, you could do this with other vibrators, but when you're giving a blowjob. So yeah, if you're giving a blowjob and you want like a little extra something, you can put it under your chin. Mm-hmm. So like your mouth is vibrating and you can put it here.
Ooh, you can hear it. I can hear it.
I know, I can hear it.
But this one, actually, this, you know what?
No, it's really quiet. It's just because it's on mic.
This is on mic, but this is vibrator. This is a really quiet one, too. So I love that it's quiet, discreet, and I love little.
The box is amazing.
I know, the packaging is on point. Such a
good time opening it, yeah. And if I gave that to someone as a present, I would just be equally as proud of what was inside.
Okay, so we'll turn it off. Okay, so that's the Mystery Vibe. Shall we move on? All right, cool.
It's like just on a different setting. Hold on.
Oh, here's another trick. Most vibrators on the planet, when you're like, I can't turn it off, which happens to everybody, like, you press pretty much any button or one of the buttons for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And it'll shut off. Don't say never. If you never learned one thing from me, that will help you, especially when you're at the airport. Okay, so let's get into the... you can't turn it off?
I was like, before on the Instagram Live, I was like, the on-off button works so well. It does. I'm just an idiot.
Well, there's four of them. No, there's four of them.
There's a couple different buttons.
Okay. Forget it. Okay, but now we've got the... Okay, so this one... Okay, this is... For the person who just asked the question, if you have another one, you can ask us.
It's off.
Or anyone else. There's sometimes you wouldn't just want to pop home with, hey, babe, I got you a surprise.
Yeah.
And I think the G-Jack would be one of those toys.
Do not.
You wouldn't want to be like, babe, I thought we should try a toy tonight. And then you whip this out.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Not because this toy isn't epic, like, it's this material. Mm-hmm. This is the G-Jack. Okay. This is the G-Jack 2. And I'm only saying it because there's a lot of men, I feel, who might be feeling like if you get... This is what they picture their biggest nightmare in vibrators. Yes. In the sense of it's big. It's it looks like a penis. Mm-hmm. They all look like that. But once you get over that, guys, and you realize like, oh my God, it's just going to enhance my relationship and it feels great. And it's not like it replaces my penis. You'll be cool. But I'm just saying this is a great vibrator because... Anyway, I love this toy. It is the G-Jack 2 from FT London. And it is made from bioskin material. Like, we just... The material in all of their toys are amazing.
It's seriously my favorite material I've ever used.
Right? Yeah. I just want to be like wrapped
like a in the toy. It's amazing.
Exactly. It's very powerful yet quiet motor. I can even show you that. It's got 6 vibration modes with a changeable intensity from light tremors to intense vibrations up to 4 hours of operation in one battery.
Ooh.
One battery charge.
Talk about
magnetic charger. I love all the 100% waterproof. So the really, like, that's...
Oh, that's nice.
That's, you guys, this is the highest level. That is, like, that's up to the mic. That is not that powerful. I love this because it matches your body temperature. So that's the thing about this bioskin. It's not just, like, feels good. It, like, if you're inside, it's not, like, too cold or too hot.
No, it like, sort goes of, and immediately, like, gets to your temperature.
Yes, it does. It's really cool. Watch me turn this off in 3...
No, it's, this one. This one I know how to turn off because I like this one a lot. There you go.
Okay. So, and it's the spirals feel great. So there's different angles that you can play with. Like every time you turn this toy and you insert, obviously it's an insertable toy. Like it has these ridges on it. Every angle of which you turn it, it feels great. And go ahead. You, can, you guys can talk about it. Go crazy at the G-Jack too. I'm not going to take over here.
The thing I like about this, honestly, it really is just fun to touch it. Like it's like one of your toys that you're like, oh, I'm going to cuddle this after I use it. Like, because it just like, it feels real kind of, you know, like at least on the tip and the ridges feel really good. This one, when I first used it, because like when I masturbate, I like to get a clitoral orgasm out before
I try
to get, you know, like it's easier to have a G-spot orgasm after that because you're already aroused, you know, you're already in the moment. You're like, all right, I'm going in, literally. But the first time that I ever used it, I couldn't get off clitorally with it. And I was kind of disappointed. But then like,
well, it's internal.
It is an internal toy.
But you could, yeah. That's what you're saying.
However, I inserted it, and first of all, it warms up like so quickly to your body, so it just feels so good. And then I actually used it with a clitoral toy, and it was like, oh my god! Like, have you ever had like an orgasm where you're like afterwards, you're like just in shock. You're like, like, oh my god, did that just like, did I just experience that?
Yes, all morning. That was my morning.
So I that's why I used it actually with the womanizer. Ooh. Little lipstick, and it was
awesome. I think that's brilliant because I did the same thing. I used it inserted, but instead of using another vibrator for my clit, I just did fingers, hands. It still had an amazing time, but I love that idea.
Yeah. So how did you feel about the G-Jack?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. And I have a little story
you have a story. Tell us, Shannon, about your G-Jack 2 story.
So I was at an orgy. And I brought and I brought this with me, and one of my favorite like girlfriends that I play with, I decided to have some fun with her, and I started going down on her, and then I was like, wait, hold on. And I go and I grab the G-Jet 2 and I insert it in her, and she just had a phenomenal time. And afterwards she was just like, what the hell was that toy? That was the most amazing thing. Like, holy crap, you just like blew my mind.
And so you were like licking like her clitoris?
Yeah, I was licking her clitoris, but I had this inserted and I was kind of playing with it and making sure I got like the G-spot. I was playing with the vibration, seeing which one worked best for her.
Right.
But like her reaction afterwards was just like gobsmacked.
And right.
I was like, yes.
Yes, success. Yes, that's a good story. G-Jack 2 at an orgy.
Oh, yeah. So it was fantastic. We had a great time.
Okay, we have a question. How do you actually talk to a partner about using sex toys together without feeling shame on either side's insecurity, feeling threatened by using a sex toy? Oh, it's a good question, you guys. I mean, I think we can all talk about this, but it's really the kind of thing that we all carry a lot of, I think we all have a lot of like shame and worries around sex that we're going to be replaced, or that we're not a good enough lover, and that we're not, you know, we're going to need something else to make us feel better. And then our partners can get threatened, men and women. They can be like, why aren't I good enough for you? Or we're afraid to share it with our partner because we think we're going to be shamed for needing a toy. Or, God, you must be really, you know, into sex if you have a toy. What are all the judgments that people make around it? So once you put that aside and you're with somebody, you can say, you know what? I think that there's something really fun. I have some fun toys we could play with. I think it'd be really sexy to play with this toy with you. I'd love to see you turn on with it. I think it'd be great. Because I think that for a lot of times for couples, there's men that are really like intimidated. Let's take that end of it, that men can be intimidated. They think it's going to replace them. I'm like, no, it's not going to take you to the farmer's market and cuddle. Toys just don't do that. But, you know, I think that once you actually experience it, you're like, oh, I get it. But I can understand that all those worries are in your head. So really you just have to have the talk ahead of time and just say, I think it'd be fun to explore this with you. I love our sex life. I love what we're doing. And this will just be like a next level. Let's explore together. And that's why it's great for you guys to go shopping together, either online, all the stuff you can get on my website, Sex with Emily, or go to a store together and be like, let's find some toys that feel really good. But you definitely want to ease into it and set boundaries, find some that you both really like. And yeah, what would you guys, I mean, I've talked about this. I'd love to hear you guys, your take on it.
I had an experience with my first serious boyfriend where I got really excited that I finally had someone to play with. So I went to the sex toy store and bought a lot of them and showed up at Christmas so excited. And he was definitely less excited, about it. I did show up in like a trench coat and a Santa costume and then a giant box of just like everything I could fit in my suitcase from London, where it's like a lot more common and socially kind of out there. So I think instead of us talking about what came up for him, we both definitely withdrew a little bit. I was expecting him to be like, oh my God, yay, I want to play with everything. And instead, you know, we didn't really get to talk about it. I mean, he loved the outfit, but it very much stopped there. And then like a year or two later, when he was like, please, can we get toys? There was still part of me that was like, well, I don't know. I don't want to feel relaxed and kind of play and put myself out there again. So I think from both people, I think the women maybe like ease into it, figure out what they like, ask them. And for the men, careful how your reaction is as well, because I think if you want your woman to surprise you, and a lot of men do, if you shut them down right away, it's going to kind of kill that kind of like playfulness later.
Yeah, it can kill it for a long time. Like I hear from a lot of different women and men who you just get shut down once. Like you think in my relationship, one time I brought it up and my wife said she doesn't want to use toys. And then they think for the next, you know, whatever time they're together, that it's a no. Yeah. And I think we often say no to things, especially around sex, that are uncomfortable, that make us nervous, intimidated, we're afraid of, and we don't have all the information. And so for a lot of people who don't really understand toys, they've never even really felt one, seen one. And so I think there just needs to be some more education around it.
And your idea of going shopping together online is amazing, because then you get to know each other, what you both like, because you're not buying anything, you're not in public, and you can be like, I like that. No, I don't like that at all. Yeah. We're definitely not doing that. So you're getting to know each other, which is essential.
Yeah, exactly. What works with one partner. Just vibrate. Yeah. There's like great handcuffs and we'll show you some sport sheet stuff. Exactly. There's really cool things you could do. It doesn't just have to be vibrators. Okay. So if anyone has questions too, we are answering all your sex questions. So we're still talking about the going back to helping your partner become more, it really just communication is a lubrication. Just talk to him about it without an agenda, without shaming, just saying, you know, it'd be really fun. I've used toys before, or I'd like to try toys. And I think that it could really just be a fun thing. It's a new experience. And I think that people hold these beliefs that like, well, if it doesn't happen naturally, like penis and vagina or with fingers or with mouth, it's not really an orgasm, or it's like you're using like some kind of steroids, or it's like bad. But the truth is, sex is expansive. It should be, we should be using a variety of tools that we have available to us. And there's so many. So like, no matter what, no matter how great you feel with your partner, like your tongue doesn't vibrate, right? And your hands don't vibrate. A vibration is a sensation that you just can't get in the human body. You don't need it every single time, but it can feel pretty damn good. And for some people who don't have a ton of time and you're busy, it's kind of like your new best friend. Like it speeds things up and it feels great. So to me, that's just like another way. You know, we're all about efficiency in the world, right? All the apps we use and everything in our life we're trying to hack, right? This is your sex hack right here. You want an orgasm in a minute? Oh, you want your 1 minute orgasm?
Oh yeah,
there just the womanizer. So let's move into the womanizer.
Yay!
It's my absolute favorite.
This is your 60-second orgasm. I call this the clit whisperer. So the womanizer to go is the latest of the womanizer greatness. And the cool thing about the womanizer is that when it came out a few years ago, there's so many vibrators on the market, and they're all pretty much like, they're clitoral toys or they're internal toys or they're G-spot toys, but this was just like a whole new technology. And they call it pleasure air technology because it indirectly stimulates your clitoris. So it's kind of like what people, should we reset it? Womanizer, so the womanizer should go, it indirectly stimulates your clitoris using this pleasure air technology. So it's like that light, like whispering, like a little indirect suction.
Sounds like a little
like what we want, like what we would want probably for oral. Well, I would for oral sex, and it's they call it the 60-second orgasm.
Do you enjoy that?
It's not like it's this powerful, strong. It's a whole different deal.
You know, it is totally different.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about it is that what I thought is that it feels like a suction, like if your partner was to like be sucking on your clit, but actually, like, you know, been getting to know this toy a lot. What the air is doing.
She didn't come to work one day because she was getting to know it.
I literally. It actually is rapidly pushing air out.
What?
Even though it feels like it's pushing it in. So that's what's like so crazy to me about it.
It's a little mind-blowing,
I'm just like, I nerd out about it. I'm like, oh my God, what? That's crazy. But it's literally like the best. It's my favorite. I talk about it all the time. So someone else can talk about it.
Again, I completely agree. This is my morning best friend.
Oh, you love that too.
This is my best friend in the morning. This is when I get my morning. This is always my go-to. So that's one thing that I love about it. Another thing is, again, I take it with me when I'm playing with other females. And it's super easy to carry and travel with. And then they're just mind blown.
Right?
Like every woman I've used this on is just absolutely mind blown.
Right? Do you add a little lube and then you just put it on there?
Oh yeah, like yeah. Oh, and
you guys, lube is key with all this stuff.
Joe Lube Gelato. Oh,
so good. You guys, oh, we're gonna do a taste test.
I'm saying, yeah, like, women love it.
And there's different variations of the womanizer too. There's like the one with the longer handle.
I have the one that looks like it says Swarovski elements on it, and it looks a little bit like an alien, but it's got two different nozzles with different sizes on it. That one's really cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
this comes with two different sizes as well.
Really?
Yeah, they come with different sizes for your different shaped clitorises because we are all different, like snowflakes. Mm-hmm. So that's just a 60 seconds. If you want to have an orgasm in 60 seconds or less, it could probably do that. I just like teasing. Like, it's good for your nipples.
Yeah, that was it's great
nipple play.
Experience.
And it looks like lipstick. And I think that's a great gift. Like, I want to give that to all my girlfriends, bachelorette party, you know, your mom, whatever.
Oh, speaking of, that just gave me the best idea. I have two weddings coming up in the spring, and I just now know what I'm going to get for my bachelorette party.
The white one, too.
Oh, that's perfect.
That'd be brilliant.
And that comes
love
in the
it.
Pink. Yeah, it's really cute.
Has anyone, or have you used it, Shannon, with your boyfriend at all?
Use the womanizer?
Yeah.
No, not, I don't think. No.
It's kind of
I feel like it's like something it's specifically for masturbation. Yeah. Like it would be interesting to use it with a partner, but I just feel like that would really be intimidating because like they would just see you just like so quickly and they'd just be like, what the hell?
Yeah. I will say I have used this on a woman that he was fucking.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't with me, but I was there when he was playing with another woman and I put this on her clit and she just went crazy.
Yeah. It's a good one. That's the womanizer too. But I agree that it's of all the toys when I pack them up for my whatever soirees, weekends, whatever I'm doing, I'm traveling with my vibrators. Yeah, that's more of my personal. Like I take that on my trips. But if I'm going to a sexy trip, I take other ones, which we will show you. Okay, so that's that. What else? Where do we want to go next? Sex in the shower. Here it is, you guys. This is the bundle, this is the vibrating mesh sponge. We've talked a lot about sex in the shower here. If you'd like to go see one of my favorite videos that we've shot all year, it is on my Instagram, which you obviously know my Instagram. Jamie and I did it. We shot it at my house. I moved into this really cool house, which I love.
Cutest video.
And I saw the shower. And I was like, I'm going to move into this house and have a lot of sex in the shower. It's like a double head steam shower. And I still haven't figured out how to work the steam part yet. Or everything else broke the music. But the point is... It's like then Sports Sheets came out with this vibrating mesh sponge. That's what I use in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, not always this one because I want to save it. Mm-hmm. But I use that with soap on it. It has a little vibrating bullet in it. So like it's great when you're showering with a partner, with yourself. It kind of like spices things up. It's like a bullet, like how you get like your first vibrator might have been a bullet. I don't know. And it comes with, is this the whole kit? Okay, so look at it. Just like a regular like loofah, right? Oh no, but look, not really because... There's a... Oh, you have to take the thing out the middle.
Oh, yeah. There for anyone...
Oh, this is the worst.
Oh, God, yeah. For anyone that gets this product,
Jamie's
you do unscrew it first. Take off the little thing on the battery and then turn it on. I think I want to say I know for sure half the people in this room...
I didn't know that.
did not know that when we first tried it. And,
I was like, why isn't it working?
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Honestly,
you're stuck on your
mind. All know we hate reading instructions. Just read the instructions. It took me 10 minutes before I figured out that it was not defective.
Wait.
So just for FYI, for all.
Okay, so it's just cool. It's fun. Sex in the shower. Did you guys try this? We didn't have them for a while.
Sold out. I will say it didn't really get me off or anything, but it was a nice tease. And I think this is a really actually going back to our previous discussion about bringing toys into the relationship that you haven't brought in. I think this is a great opportunity to bring in for your first time because it's a great tease.
Yeah.
It's a toy, it's a vibration, but it's a tease in a way. So it can get you kind of into it and excited.
Yeah.
And, hey, you're already in the shower.
Take a shower, be like, let me wash your back.
Yeah. Would be a fun surprise.
Yeah, that would be fun to put over your body. And your partner's body. I think and vibrations, you guys feel good. And everybody, men,
and women. Look, it's so discreet. Like literally, you could just have it hanging in your shower and everyone's like, oh, it's just a loofah. And I mean, someone else in your shower shouldn't be using your loofah or mesh sponge, sorry, anyways. So hopefully they don't touch it. But I'm just saying you can keep it there and you don't have to worry about hiding it or anything.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so next we should talk about the Bloom. Oh, and that's from Sports Sheets, you guys. This is the, okay, so this is the Wevi Bloom. This is their Kegel exerciser. This is really cool because it's weighted. You insert the Bloom. So you insert it inside you and you squeeze to strengthen your PC muscles and it tones and strengthens them and it comes with different weights. So what happens is you want to, and it also vibrates, duh, because you could use it. And it actually, you can, oh, there's three different weights. So you can, you start out, and you want to build up, so you just kind of unscrew these, you put it inside you, and you do the exercise, and you clench it. And as you clench it, so you make sure you're doing, to strengthen your pelvic floor, it actually vibrates, so you know that you're actually hitting the right muscles. And then you can change these out, because as your muscles get stronger, it's like, you know, weights. It's like doing weights for your vagina. You need weights for your biceps. You might as well do it. And it works with the app. Also, you guys, have you guys used this with the WeConnect app?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you guys talk about them, because I'm a Kegel, like, I'm... Kegels for days. You guys know I'm obsessed with Kegels, but I want to hear about your experiences.
I had a fantastic time with this because...
You can hold it if you want. Yeah. For your playing.
So I had a great time with this because I got it. And when I got it, my boyfriend was actually out of town back home in Australia. And I was like, oh my God, I just got this toy. Get the app. So immediately, like as I'm driving home, he was like, I got the app. When are you home? I was like, okay. So we hooked it all up, and I obviously got a little lube, did a little insertion.
So you guys, lube is important always with these toys, some water-based. Oh, we've got some good Joe lube here. We love Joe.
Yep, definitely. So get some Joe lube, put it on there. So I inserted it, and I was doing my Kegels, and then all of a sudden he started controlling the vibrations.
From his car?
From Australia.
From Australia.
I'm in LA. He's in Australia, and he was doing all the controls, which was fun. My favorite thing about the app is that you can text and video chat on the app. So we were FaceTiming on the app while he was controlling it, while it was vibrating inside of me. I was doing my Kegels and stimulating my clitoris. So there was just a whole bunch going on, and it was glorious.
Oh my God. That way to use the app toy combo there.
It was great. I was very impressed. I was really, really
impressed. That's a cool thing. And all the WeVibe toys now, pretty much most of them, this one too, the Wish, which we'll get to, you can use with an app. So it's great for you to control on your own if you're like, I just don't know where the buttons are, and it's easier to have your phone or your partner from wherever they are in the world.
I love this one because everybody's busy nowadays, and I just love a toy that has a utility to it. And if I can get any extra plus out of a new play time situation, that's amazing and gets stronger in the long term. Also, I've never seen anything like it. I had a really good time with this. I love it. You can also be sneaky and kind of like just be doing exercises and walking around the house, you know, driving your car.
I wear them when I'm like working out. I wear a spinning class. Like it doesn't have to vibrate. I do. Oh no, I wear it working out all the time because, and they don't fall
that's
out of
actually,
you.
Yeah, really smart. I
do.
That's super smart. I
tried to get my friends in spinning. I'm like, you guys, take these balls and wear them. Your Kegels will be so strong.
Take these balls
and shove them up your for spinning class. And my friends looked at me like I was insane. I'm like, no, this actually will. It's genius. Like a twofer. You're working out and you're working out.
You're working out
because you're naturally holding in the balls. Mm-hmm. Like you're doing it. You know, you're not like, but you're because you want to fall out, and then it's working your muscles. And I'm telling you, for people who are fans of G-spot orgasms, or if you haven't had one yet, and you just want to work on your, you know, strengthening everything, especially your pelvic floor, which is really important. These do the trick.
And it also like encourages you, I think, to be playful externally. Like if you're out grocery shopping, like it's really hard to keep a straight face. So you're probably going to just be smiling, which makes other people feel good.
Do you wear that grocery shopping?
I will. Not yet, but I will be doing that. Because like that sneaky little secret, like it just makes your face, like people are most likely going to be like, what? You're like nothing.
Well, talk about that. I think you're right. And I love when couples, so you can go to a party wearing it. Yeah. And your partner can be like, I'm controlling the vibrator. Yeah. I've done that before with like the vibrating panties.
Oh, yeah, those are
we went
bliss.
To a party and he was like, oh, go get a drink. And I was just sitting talking to someone and I had like a vibrator in my panties. He was like, turn it on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it seems like cliche, but it's sorry. Fun. Like sex does not get boring when you're like wearing vibrating panties to a party one night.
Yeah.
Right?
And they have control over it whenever they want.
Great. It's great. Hi. Yeah. That's a good time. Yeah. Okay, so don't tell me we're not giving you some fun things here. Let's talk about the UV.
Oh, it's
so
beautiful.
The UV lives. So here's the UV, you guys. The UV. Yeah. We did a Kickstarter for the UV almost. We started last January, I think.
December.
And you guys, because it was genius, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. my biggest problem in life when it comes to my job is when my toys are not clean and they're not charged and they're not sanitized clean, they're not charged, and they're not discreet, because I have to hide them in my house. I forget mm-hmm. to charge them, and then they can be dirty after, because you're like, they're by your bed, I don't have time to watch them. This is the UV stores, cleans, sanitizes your toys in a sleek box. No one knows what it is next to your bed. It has a lock on it so no one can get to it. And you put the toy in. It's like, and they have a bigger size too that charges the magic wand. Oh, we didn't talk about the magic wand yet. Yeah, it charges them, sanitizes them, and it kills 99.9% of all harmful bacteria. So when you close it, the light goes on. It takes like 10 minutes and you're like, boop, toys are clean. It's pretty awesome. And yeah, there's chargers, USB chargers in there. So here's the thing that I've realized is that it's next to my bed now. I never, ever have to worry that someone's going to find them, that, not that I really care, people come in expecting to see toys, but that they're charged and they're clean.
It's basically in there.
Yeah, you get it. Clean. It's awesome. So we love that. And then that's the UV. These are, again, all on the website. Oh, the magic wand, you guys. We had a funny talk about the magic wand yesterday. So we were doing show prep, as we often do. And the magic wand we were talking about, Jamie says that she only has, she's like, nah, I'm cool. I've got the one that plugs in, because it plugs in the wall.
Yeah.
Initially, the first one. So it came out like 50 years ago. I think it was 50, 30, either 30 or 50. No, it was like 30. Okay, here's the deal with it. I use this microphone a lot. And in fact, Time Magazine voted as one of the most influential gadgets of all times. It was like mm-hmm. it was like magic wand and iPod. Like they were right next to each other. Because it started out as a massager, as a mm-hmm. personal massager. And it really, like yesterday, I had some back pain. I was like, why don't I use it? And it actually, like, it worked.
Two of us really ended powerful. Up just like using it for our backs.
Right. But it is, you've probably heard of the magic wand before, because it is a really, like, it is the Cadillac of all vibrators. It is powerful. And if you're looking at this going, oh my God, it doesn't go inside you. Okay.
Yeah. It does not.
Don't freak out. Please don't put it inside you. But it's for external stimulation. It's powerful. You could use it over your clothing, which you guys were saying you just heard about. Or someone mentioned it, but I've always, it's like a really good tease over clothing, because the fabric, sometimes for women, we're talking about arousal, it makes you feel good. Just to like kind of lightly drag this when it's on, like over your clothes can feel great as well. But it's just, oh, but you were the one that plugged into the wall.
Yeah.
And you liked it. But then, they still make the original.
They do. And I was like, oh, I don't need the other one. But she like turned it on. I'm like, oh my God, it's like so much more quiet.
It's quiet. It's lightweight. I'm it like, has more vibration patterns. Maybe I do need one. Yeah, yeah, do you guys?
I think if somebody pulled this out, I would actually be really happy, because it would be nostalgic. I'm just like, oh. That would be more surprising than any other time.
Right. Because everyone kind of notices, they recognize it, right? Yeah. I had one, I don't think I've told this story in a while, but when I had one in San Francisco, when I first started this job 12 years ago, I remember being so excited that I went to Good Vibrations and they were like, gave me toys to try. And I was like four or five toys. And I was like, I can't believe I'm getting toys. And I don't have to buy them, but I get to try them. And it was the magic wand that plugged in. And I had this house in San Francisco where I never wanted it to have to unplug it and replug it. So I drilled a hole in the back of my nightstand so it would go into the wall, and was always awesome. Plugged in.
Fantastic.
I'm so crafty. Yeah, I like literally, like, it was like this weird hole. I like make it stay plugged in. But yeah, so you can still get the OG magic wand with the thing, with the cord, or mm-hmm. wireless. That was an exciting development mm-hmm. last year.
Yeah, I also feel like, I don't know, like for anyone that's like kind of weirded out with it being plugged into the wall and then also being on your body, I think it's like it puts your mind at ease, a rechargeable one, because you don't have to worry about, like, you know, if there's like a power outage at your house or right. like some electrical wiring.
Right.
Is that the worst?
Oh, that is the worst. It's like when they die too and you're just like, no.
That's why I like the UV, because they don't have them. They don't ever die. Exactly. But I had to get to the habit, which isn't easy, of like, I am done with this toy. I am now going to clean it and charge it. But it's like in one place.
I know.
So it's kind of working. It is working.
With a lot.
Actually. Good, and then you can clean them all. We've got good toy cleaner here. Don't we have it? I don't know.
Oh, I like the toy cleaner.
If you want to, like, if you're on the road and you can't bring it. Yep. Yeah. Okay, you guys, thank you for joining us here on Instagram Live. Okay, so let's talk about Joe Lubes, you guys. Let's do the taste test.
Well, we have
we can do the little ones.
This is sugar free.
Tiramisu, hazelnut espresso. I'm obsessed with the gelato.
Well, what do you guys think of it? The gelato is so good.
Favorite gelato?
Oh, like, that's so hard. I would have to say probably either the caramel or the mint chocolate.
Oh my god, the mint chocolate was ridiculous.
I do know my boyfriend loves the hazelnut espresso because he's obsessed with freaking coffee. So that's why
it's my favorite too. Here at least. I don't think I've tried the tiramisu yet.
I haven't tried it. Yeah. So Joe, we talk about it all the time, and I feel like back in the day they got a bad rap. Flavored lubes, you'd like strawberry. I don't want that. But these lubes are actually good. They're good for you. Water based. They taste yummy. And
they taste really good. Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic. Yeah. I bring them when I like with other people and everything, and everyone. I'm like, I literally we even use them. I'm like, stick out your finger, and I'm like, taste this. I make everyone taste these gelatos before I use it, and they're just like, what the hell was that? I was like, that's lube. And they're like, shocked. That's lube. That tastes amazing.
I know. So let's talk about the pivot. First of all, by We Vibe, I wish we had one here to show, but we all wanted one. They're the penis ring, or AKA cock ring. And like, they're great. When I first got it, I didn't have a penis to use it with at that time. And I love it as a clitoral vibrator because it is all about those things, but it's also great because it's one size fits all. It's stretchy. I love the different, it's a really strong motor. I love it. Have you used it? Talk about like using it with a partner and how that went down for you.
It was actually the first sex toy that I ever used with a partner. So it was very exciting for me. It was also the first time that partner had used a sex toy ever. So that was interesting for him. And he really, really liked it. Like when we used it, it was great. It was on top. It hits your clitoris like perfectly because it has like that little extra at the top. But I feel like you could even like spin that around and like it could stimulate his balls while you're using it.
Yes.
And the good thing about it is like, not that this person like that I was like not okay with how long that they would last, but they did. They like, this person was able to last like a good 5 minutes longer, which was like perfect for me because I've always got with that person. He would always make sure I got off first, like, you know, however, but during actual penetration, it would like be like, I'd be so close, but it was just like, he would just finish like 1 minute or 2 minutes, like too early. So with this, it was like actually really awesome. Wow. So I was able to get off like twice in like one session, which, you know, is not always possible.
Dude, that could be hard. Yeah. So it extended it.
Yeah. And then
he liked it.
He was the one that was like, hey, can we use that again?
And I was like, yeah. Totally. I feel like that's been my experience mostly using it with partners, that they're always like, let's do that again. No one's ever been like, I hated that. But I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't gotten
maybe
that
because it's me. I'd be like, sorry, I hate you. Just kidding. I would <don't. laughs> my job.
You can leave choice. Now.
I don't hate anybody. But what else was I just going to say? There's so much here. Oh, all of these things that we talked about are going to be available in the show notes as well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, okay, so the pivot is great. And then is there anything else that you wanted? Any other toys you guys have tried that you love that just off the cuff or experiences?
The purple one. I keep referring to
the touch, the WeVibe touch. Yeah, that's like my go-to. That's I travel with the touch. The touch is like I bring the womanizer to go always just like in my glove compartment, but or wherever I'm traveling. But I love the touch. It's what did you love about it?
It was really like nice because the guy can be inside you while it curves around, and the guy can be inside you while it's going on. I had never had that before. A guy actually surprised me with that, which was great. And then like really great. I was really surprised. That was a fun surprise. And yeah. And then the other thing I would want to talk about is just like condoms on your sex toys is always sexy. Always. If you're like new partner or something.
If a new partner, use condoms on your toys to protect them. Yes. You guys do that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, skin condoms. That's a good point.
This
use them. It feels
really
just
well.
As good. And then what else? It does. Okay. So this is you guys. Yeah. This is my pre-show ritual. I do this Wet Head by Doc Johnson. You can get it on the website, and it's great for blowjobs. If you have that's the point of it. If you get dry mouth, but also when I'm talking to you all here, I don't want to be like, I also want my mouth to be well lubricated. So I always like have a little strawberry shoot in my mouth.
Yeah,
I shoot really strawberry Wet Head in my mouth beforehand. You guys, this was awesome. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing and for being open and raw and vulnerable and being amazing on the team. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are great. You're doing such a great job. You guys, check out all their blogs too, because they're writing on the website too under your Jenny And Shannon?
No, I go because all my blogging and everything is Rose.
Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want some more background, Jamie is Jamie.
I am me.
And I really am grateful for you guys. Thank you so much for this. Is a blast for me doing the show. And thank you for sharing our experiences. We'll do it again. And I'd love to hear from you all listeners. Like, what do you guys think of the Sex Toy Review Show? What would you like to hear next? We can come on and talk about almost anything. Anything. What wouldn't we talk about? But also, if you have questions about the toys, because I know we kind of blew through them, ask away. Get to us. You can email us right through the website. You can go to the Ask Emily tab and ask a question. We love that. And thank you to everyone. Thanks to my amazing team. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Ken, Jamie, our intern Shannon and Jenny, producer Lark, and Michael. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.